Hey gang, welcome back. Episode 41 of Zero Carb Journal. No, 42. Good morning, everybody. How are you guys? Matt here, as always. Hope you guys are doing great and had a great week. Thanks a lot for joining me, you guys. So it's 7:30 in the morning on a Sunday morning, the 30th of September, almost into October here. And how was your week, you guys? Hope it was great. I had a fantastic week. It has been glorious here. You'd never know from looking outside. It's really dark out there right now for 7:30 a.m. And it poured rain last night and yesterday afternoon. But this week has been amazing. We had a late summer week, pretty much. It was 70s. It was glorious, beautiful sunrises and clear skies and sunsets. And there was surf, which, as you guys know, if you've been following me, doesn't happen around here very often. So I actually went surfing on Thursday and Friday morning, Thursday afternoon and Friday morning. And man, I had such a good time, you guys. It was so great, as always. Didn't quite get the huge social event. It wasn't as good as it was a month ago or whenever I went last. But I did see some good friends, and I did have a great time, and it was wonderful. So let's dive into that this week, and I'll tell you guys how my zero carb experience went. You know, everything's been great, you guys. I'm still eating. So I guess I didn't have, it's been a while since I've really detailed it, but I'm eating my own homegrown beef and lamb. And I'm eating pretty much 3 pounds a day. It's a 2 pound tube of ground beef and a 1 pound tube of ground lamb. And I mix them together. So 2-to-1 beef to lamb burgers. And I tend to eat one of those mixes a day. So that's 3 pounds. Now, it seems like maybe 2 days a week or so, mostly just because I'm trying to go through it and, you know, get some more room in the freezer here. But I've been having, in addition to that, I don't delete the 3 pounds of lamb and beef, but I've also been eating like a section of lamb ribs or beef short ribs, 1 or 2 days a week. And it's been interesting, you guys. So it's so funny how I remember, you know, I kind of forget what worked for me before and then I come back and, you know, I just keep reaffirming these things that I learn. And sure enough, you know, when I eat the burgers and when I cook them pretty burnt, like I like, and I, you know, render a lot of the fat out, I feel fine. I feel great, really. And I do have, as always, it's still a little bit of gas and burping kind of throughout the day. Not a lot, but it's not like there's none. but I'll feel fine and I'll generally be regular and have one movement a day. As soon as I eat those fatty rib bits, I haven't gotten sick. I haven't had any negatives, what I would consider negatives, you know, like I haven't had any real digestive issues, or pain or discomfort or anything like that. But I get unregular. Like I eat those lamb ribs and within an hour or two, I usually end up having some diarrhea. Not bad. It's not really fair to call it diarrhea because that usually implies urgency and multiple trips, and it doesn't really get like that, but I do end up having a movement usually a few hours later and loose stool, and then, like in the case of yesterday, I ate some lamb ribs and then I was up doing that again at like 2 in the morning. So yeah, it's just something that that I definitely notice. So, you know, that I'm verifying in myself that, you know, you guys, Dean, I know you've written it to me many times, you know, fat is not my friend. And I've learned it. And so that's really, you know, stepping back into the beginning of this journey here and this podcast, that was one of the early things that I learned, was that I don't do well with fat. And even here I am almost 2 years later. And, you know, I don't eat a super high fat ratio or diet. And so, you know, it's good for me to verify it, and it reminds me of why I'm here and talking to you guys, because, you know, all the information out there is eat more fat, eat more fat, eat more fat, and, you know, that doesn't work for everybody. So, you know, going back to my old point of just try what works for you, stay the course and experiment and you'll get it, but it might not be exactly what everyone else says. So anyways, aside from all that, I had a great week and I am loving my food, loving my burgers. I love the lamb ribs. I love the beef short ribs. It's all super good. Like I said, I haven't had any sick issues and I haven't mixed anything up. I haven't been out. I've been hunkered down, as you guys know, trying to just sort of settle in here for the winter and make sure I'm financially stable moving forward. So I have been really good. I've been super disciplined. I'm not letting myself even get in my car to go anywhere. So I don't think I even made it to town this week. I did talk to some humans down at the surf spot. So that was good. But yeah, I'm trying really hard. You know, sometimes I'll get a wild hair and be like, oh, you should just go do this or that. But I'm, you know, every time I go to town, I'm probably going to spend $10 or something anyway. So not letting myself do it. And that's been really great. So I've been very strict on my food. And, you know, I won't lie. I don't get, it's funny. Every time I cook my food, it's exactly what I want. And I love it. But you know how it is when you're thinking about what you might eat. You know, I'm always like, ooh, maybe I'll go to town and do something. You know, and it's not about the food. It's really just about something to do. But I don't. I keep talking myself out of it, which is good. I'm doing great. So pretty amazing how unchanging my diet can be and still be adequate and interesting and really just fine. So I've had a really good week keeping it really simple. Not doing much experimenting, and I feel like that leaves me without much to tell you guys about, but as you guys know, I'm doing great, and I do some stuff a little differently, you know, no salt, no supplements, no high-fat meals, and for the most part, it's been fantastic. So anyways, I'm a little scattered. I don't have a whole lot of stuff that I'm focused on sharing with you today. It's probably going to be a short one, but let's see. Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you guys about. So Thursday when I went down surfing, I looked, there's a couple spots you can go and there was a guest spot out there with one guy out and I kind of walked over there and was looking around. I looked like my buddy. So I paddled out and sure enough, it was, my dear, friend isn't even the right word. I mean, we're just family basically. I've known him since he was 12. I'm probably 10 years older. So I've known him when he was 12. He's one of my closest, dearest friends in my teens and 20s who passed from a skateboard accident when we were 30. And so my friend who I saw surfing was his younger cousin who lived across the street from him, and he was 10 years younger than us, and he was a little rollerblade kid when we were skate punks, and then all through my snowboarding career he kind of came up underneath my generation and has become a real powerhouse in the snowboard world. And he's just an awesome guy. And anyways, he's lived with me at times on and off over the years. We know each other real well and he's always had digestive issues. I've talked about him before. But he had called me about 3 months ago or 4 months ago and had said he'd seen the video, some of these, and he was thinking about trying it. I'd talked to him at one point and really pushed him to at least try it for his daughter's sake. He's got a young daughter and for his sake and his wife's and because he's always had digestive issues. We've always sort of shared some similar stuff. Anyways, I ran into him in the water. We surfed for an hour together or so and mostly we just jabbered. And you guys, it was so awesome to talk to him. So he tried. He made it about 10 days. He was working really hard at the time and going through a lot trying to stop smoking cigarettes and quit drinking, and he was really kind of turning everything around. And so he had a real tough time, and he only made it 10 days, and then he went back and started eating. He said he ate a banana and he felt great, you know, and of course I just smiled and said that's normal and good for you for trying so hard and making it so far. But he, even though he's not totally zero carb, he says he's about 95%, but he has learned that the plants aren't helping him at all. And he still says he eats a sweet potato at night or a banana, but he looks fantastic, you guys. And he's gained weight, which was always a struggle for him. And yeah, it was just, we were just, you know, shooting energy off of each other because we were both so excited. And I was so happy to see him healthy. And he's feeling the same things that most of us do. You know, he's like, my gosh, I'm not, you know, low. I can do that. You know, he just was raving about the changes, you know, and how profound it's been for him, and the differences it's made to him, and how he can relate with his family. And it was really great. So I had a wonderful time down there, and I left just feeling just glowing. I mean, I was so happy to see him healthy. And so, yeah, that made me feel really good. And, you know, gave me a lot of encouragement about sharing this story and continuing to try and help people. So I'm just, I was very, very touched, I guess you'd say. Yeah, it was great. So anyways, you know, that really just, like I said, just reinforces my thought that we can help people, you guys. We are doing the right thing here. We can keep sharing our stories, keep sharing what's worked for us. And, you know, he's not a full carnivore, and he shared what worked for him. And I just, you know, I just was so stoked. I didn't say anything about he should try to keep going or anything. I was just like, wow, you learned so much, and you're finding what, you know, what's working for you. And it's a journey. And I always say that, you know, and my path has totally changed over these last 2 years, even though I'm still zero carb. It's different than it was, and I'm sure it will continue to change. And that was what I pointed out to him. I was like, hey, you know, keep just experimenting and do what works for you. And, you know, you have a real good foundation now of things you shouldn't do. And he's been going back and forth and finding things that bother him. And you know, that's really the best thing anyone can do, I would say. But it does take that first hard, you know, few weeks, at least. I really, you know, I still, at some point when he's, cause he's so good, he's better now. You know, he was sick and his transition was difficult. And so I feel like just do what you can, start going down that path. And at some point you'll feel well enough and strong enough and maybe have the impetus, you know, maybe you get a little bug or something and it turns your stomach up and you're like, okay, well maybe now it's time to try zero carb. It'll be so much easier. So at some point down the road, I'll be like, yeah, well maybe you should just try for 30 days, but there's no need. And so many of us, so many people are just fine on a super low carb, diet, but it's so hard to get there when you're still real addicted to the carbs and real used to that, you know, those habits of having high carbs in every meal. It can seem like such a challenge to get down there. And at least when you go all meat for even a little while, you realize it doesn't need to be so difficult. So yeah, I got a lot out of that. That was fantastic. And yeah, that, you know, I'm not sure if I really have much else to share today. Now that I think about it, I'm cruising right now, you guys. I'm really sort of settled into the be here now mode. I'm trying really hard all week, every week to, you know, stay right in the moment. I'm not thinking too, you know, I have my goals, but I'm not really too worried about, oh, what are you doing? Like, oh, you're not getting there fast enough. I've been pushing on progress hard for a few years now. Prior to that, I was always sort of obsessed with progress, but not in necessarily a healthy way. So I'm in a good spot. I'm enjoying the days. I'm being really productive. Jeez, I got a lot done this week. I redid the whole drive fence, which is almost a quarter mile of fencing. It was a lot of work. I was really tired on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday afternoons. I worked hard all week, but yeah, I'm getting a ton done. I'm staying right here in the moment. I'm staying home. I'm not spending money. I feel like I'm like molasses creeping towards my goals. But I, you know, it feels really natural, and like I'm not forcing anything. Like I've settled into, you know, a lifestyle that I think is going to move me forward in a positive way, which is really, I mean, that's what this journey is really, excuse me, mostly been about. My lifestyle 3 or 4 years ago was one that was constantly deteriorating me. And so I feel like I've turned a huge corner, you guys. It feels amazing. And, you know, the diet has helped tons with that. But hand in hand, you know, the diet and my goals and learning to, and part of it was being sick and learning to be in the moment and being complete, you know, forcing myself to just be satisfied with every instant of the day, regardless of what was going on, is being happy and grateful that I'm here and that I have this opportunity to be here, and my body works for the most part, and you know, it's been really profound. And so yeah, I'm in a good spot, you guys. And I can't tell you, again, as always, how much all of your input and support and encouragement means to me. You know, every week I say, well, I don't have much to say. Maybe I won't keep doing this, but you guys always say to keep going. And so I'm going to. And like I said, every time I do, I find that this time I spend doing this, reflecting on my week, talking to you guys, thinking about my journey, thinking about how the things I've learned and the things I've put into play and the things I prioritized really are making a difference and really are leading me down a positive path. And it's just really, really, really profound to recognize that. So I'm definitely going to keep going. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate all your support and comments and interest. And yeah, I really hope you guys are feeling great too. You know, boy, I keep sharing this stuff in hopes that some of the people I know out there in the world who struggle with things like gout, you know, struggle with things like diverticulitis, however you say that, you know, not just the things that I suffered with, depression and Crohn's or ulcerative colitis, but joint pain. You know, I do believe that inflammation at some level, especially as we get older, is the root cause of a lot of problems, and a lot of us suffer a lot of inflammation from the various plant-based foods that we eat, and getting away from those can have an enormous difference. Doesn't mean they're poison, doesn't mean you're gonna need to stay away from them forever like I do. I am sick, but you can learn a lot and it can make a big difference. So I keep sharing it in different circles, and I'm getting a little more bold at going, stepping out of my comfort zone and sharing it places where I'll probably get some flack. But boy, if one person sees it and makes a change, then it's worth it to me. So I'm going to keep doing that. And I really appreciate all you guys who have jumped on board with me. Bethany and Fran, if you guys are watching, you know, I jump over into that forum occasionally and share this. I'm a little worried about it sometimes because I don't want to, you know, my Rocket Stove audience is probably leans pretty hard towards vegetarians and stuff like that, which I totally understand. But so I try to sort of keep the streams from crossing. But at the same time, I feel like I can help so many people, and there's people, there, Bethany and Fran, you know, who I'm talking about, who I think could really benefit. So I'm going to keep sharing, and, you know, maybe at some point some people's ears will prick up and we'll be able to help some people that could really use it. And so every time I have an experience like I did this week with my buddy, or online, I keep seeing it too. I'm encouraged to keep going, and knowing that I'm making a difference in people's lives for the better, and that all of us are. And it's going to take all of us, because the message out there is so strong about plants, you know, eat more healthy fruits and vegetables. And still, when this debate comes out in public, you know, we definitely are the crazy ones without science on our side. And so, you know, with regards to all that stuff, all I can say is, you know, just try it for 30 days. Try all diets for 30 days. They're not going to hurt you. And find out which one makes you actually feel the best. I don't think that's the best advice, but I guess really my point is you don't know if you don't try. So, and there's no science here. Ugh, I'm losing it, you guys. Now I just sound like a crazy person. You know what I mean. I can go deep into it, but it'll take me another half hour, so I won't. All right, you guys. Well, I guess I'm starting to get the giggles, and it's coming up on 8 o'clock. So I am going to get started on my day. And write down my goals for the week and get ready to make some progress here. So I hope you guys do the same this week. Hope you make some great progress on your goals. And I hope you stay right here in the moment and way up with your spirits way up and grateful and appreciative for every moment we're given and for the people around you. Tell them you love them. Can't tell you guys how much you mean to me. So I'll let it go with that. And I will see you next week. I'm going to keep doing it. And who knows, maybe if the surf comes back up and the weather comes back, I'll drag you down there with me. I kept wanting to do it this week, but I usually put on my wetsuit up here and look at my camera and go, nah, I'm not going to leave it sitting on the beach. And then I run down there without it. So one of these days I'll try and make the effort to bring my gear with me and pack back some stuff out there. So, all right, you guys. Well, I hope you have a wonderful week. Make a ton of progress. And as always, you guys, thank you so much for listening and watching. Thanks for all your comments. And I'll see you next week. All right. See ya.